We were quite late coming to community radio here. I mean, the pilot study started in 2002. And certainly in other countries, notably Australia, I have to say, community radio is much older. It's been going much longer. Community radio in Australia has been going since the 1970s. And in places like Canada and America, even longer. One of the reasons that somewhere like Australia has really taken to community radio is because they have a number of distinct and diverse communities, often in Australia, quite geographically isolated as well. And radio is just an amazing way of reaching that kind of group of people. What's happened in the UK is, although our population is not quite as isolated as Australia, actually we have a very wide demographic and a quite diverse ethnically population these days, with new migrant groups and people coming in and so on. And so in order to serve those groups with radio, community radio really is ideal, that you're giving people the way of communicating with the rest of their group, of maybe their language group, maybe their cultural group, in a way that national radio and commercial radio really is not able to do. In addition, and from my point of view, I really appreciate the fact that community radio means that people who are interested in the medium, I mean radio, can get involved and they can learn about how radio is constructed and use it as an art form, as a news form, as a way of discussing matters which are not really discussed more widely.